This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Missouri Planned Parenthood that health inspectors found too dangerous to operate was kept open over the weekend after a court ruling Friday. State officials must wait for another hearing this week to see if they have any power to prevent danger in standalone abortion clinics. Science is clear that a human heartbeat is essential to the early development of the child in the womb, but science is facing popular abandonment as the New York Times now embraces the phrase embryonic pulsing to pan early heartbeat abortion bans. California Governor Newsom encourages women to come to California for abortion, while Illinois is now embracing partial birth abortion, a form of abortion federally banned for the graphic way in which it embraced merciless killing. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, North Carolina legislators will try to override their governor's veto of a bill preventing abortion-related infanticide. Abortion advocates are upset after Justice Clarence Thomas last week documented the racist roots of Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger. And Hollywood media companies don't like U.S. states restricting abortion, but we're finding out that they have no problem doing business with nations that ban abortion or even force women into abortions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.